Hello and welcome to episode 13 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. Today, we have a very special episode for you because Halloween is upon us and we have a Halloween story. But don't worry, it's not a scary story, of course. It's going to be a funny story. I really love Halloween because growing up in Argentina, we didn't have Halloween. It's not a thing we do there. It's not a part of our culture. So when I moved here, I started catching up with over 30 years of missed celebrations, and it's just my favorite time of the year. And on today's episode, we have John Schabel with his story, You Can't Make a Ninja Turtle Come Out.
I get in the queue, and I'm getting jostled around, and I'm just in this turtle costume that's way too big, and I get tripped up, and I fall, and my head goes in between the pillar and the door, and someone opens it up and smashes my head. Just like I am out cold for about 30 seconds.
John is a stand-up comedian and writer who is originally from Toronto and now lives in Los Angeles. Maybe you've seen him on MTV and True TV, and he's a frequent guest on the Never Not Funny podcast. And also he was part of the North by Northeast Music Festival, Riot LA, and the San Francisco Sketch Fest. And also his pilot, Farm Fresh, was a finalist for an International Screenwriters Association Fellowship and won Best Screenplay at the Working Lives Film Festival. And now, without further ado, here's John with his story, You Can't Make a Ninja Turtle Come Out.
All right. Well, this is a storytelling show, so I have a story for you. This is a story that I generally tell. It's a Halloween-based story, and I do it in air quotes because I went to Catholic school. Did anyone else go to Catholic school? Did you guys not do Halloween on Halloween? We did Halloween September 31st, so we would distance ourselves from the devil. Because, you know, God can't figure that shit out. That's my favorite part, that they're just like, this'll fool him. But also, he can see everything. Yeah, yeah, but this, not this. He can't see this. So, it is 1992. I am a little seven-year-old boy, and it is costume day, a.k.a. Christian Halloween. And I want to be what anybody wants to be at that age, and for Halloween, which is a Ninja Turtle, that's correct, a Ninja Turtle. So I tell my mom, I was like, hey, I want a Ninja Turtle costume. She's like, boom, I got you covered for sure. She comes home from the store and the costume that she brought me is just a turtle, no ninja. It's a regular ass turtle. And I've never, to this day, I don't think been more upset than when she showed me that piece of shit costume. And I looked at her and I was like, do you not fucking get this? Like, you gotta pour gasoline on me or something because we need to get this going, all right? I need to morph. And her suggestion, I was like, what do you suggest that I do? And she just goes, why don't you just do a bunch of punches and kicks? I was like, you don't get this, okay? You don't understand Halloween. I can't go to school. I can't show my face. But I do. I put on the turtle costume and it is three sizes too big and it is not ninja at all. And I'm doing my best. I go to school. I'm cutting a wide swath across the playground of kicks and punches that I learned from karate that I learned from a man named Doug. So you know it's authentic, you know what I mean? So I don't know why this happened in my school. Like, there would be, when the bell would ring for recess, there would be a mass, exodus of the playground to get back into the school, right? Like, all the kids would just funnel in the one door that we had for some reason. And we were not a well-funded Catholic school, so the doors, if you would let them, they just opened all the way up. So what they did was they put these cement pillars behind the doors just to stop them. So you just bang them right into the doors, and then they put a bungee cord around them or whatever they had fucking just sitting around. So I get in the queue, and I'm getting jostled around, and I'm just in this turtle costume that's way too big, and I get tripped up and I fall and my head goes in between the pillar and the door, and someone opens it up and smashes my head. Just like I am out cold for about 30 seconds until I wake up on the ground and I'm just sort of moving around being like, oh, and everyone's like, we get it, you're a turtle. Just, and they flip me over. They're like, that's enough of this bullshit. So they flip me over and I try to crawl into the school, but it's too much for me. So I have to like lay down and have a rest. So about 10 minutes goes by and the teacher is like, where is John? We haven't seen him yet come back from recess. So they find me laying down outside, and immediately my principal scoops me up and she takes me to her office and she calls my parents. She has to tell them what's happened. She's like, I'm pretty sure he has a concussion and we have to go to the hospital. And my mom's like, I will meet you there. My principal's like, great, I will take him. So I don't know if you know this about concussions, but the only thing you're not supposed to do is fall asleep. They're like, two things you're not supposed to do is get another concussion and fall asleep. Those are the two things. So my principal loads me into her vehicle and we start to drive to the hospital. And we hit some strange like day traffic for some reason. So we're just sitting in the car and it's warm and it's hot and I have a concussion. And so I just sort of try to slyly like tighten my seatbelt and then lean my head against it. And it takes a little while for my principal to notice that I'm starting to fall asleep. But when she does, it surprises her. And her gut reaction is to go like this and hit me directly in the face. She was like trying to, and then I slump over and she's trying to grab me. She's just grabbing everywhere. So I'm just imagining the people in front of us in the car watching a full-grown woman in a powder blue station wagon beat the shit out of a human turtle, like just wailing on this thing and like moving it around like it owes her money for some reason. So we get to the hospital and it's a good news, bad news situation at the hospital. Bad news is that a bunch of kids died in my city. The good news is that a millionaire felt bad about that and donated a ton of money to the hospital. So we had the nicest children's ward I've ever been. There's like fountains and greenery. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. So we get there. We're waiting for my mom. My principal goes and she starts like filling out the paperwork, starting to get everything started. So she's like, okay, you sit here. I'm going to go check you in. I was like, okay, everything's cool. She sits me down. I'm still wearing my huge turtle shell and she sits me in one of those like plastic seats. And I'm not form fitting to the seat. So I immediately slide out of the seat and hit my head on the chair and then on the ground when I get there. And so again, once again, I am out cold and I wake up and a nurse has run over and emptied a water bottle all over me. And so I just wake up and I'm looking around, there's greenery and I'm all wet and all I hear is water. And I'm like, I did it. I'm a turtle now. And now it begins, you know what I mean? So they finally get me into a room. They give me like a scan and MRI and everything. And my mom finally shows up to the hospital and she comes in to the room and she finds me. She's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I am absolutely bawling, like crying harder than I've cried in a long time. And she pages all the nurse. She's like, oh my God, are you in pain? Are you okay? What's going on? And what had happened is the nurses at the hospital were the nicest people of all times. So when they found out that I was just a turtle and not a ninja turtle, what they did was they took the towels from the bathrooms and they ripped them up. And they made me a mask, and they made me armbands, and they made me knee bands. And so my mom goes, why are you crying? And I was like, the towels are purple, and Donatello's the shittiest turtle. He's the worst fucking one. He's the smart one. He's not the fun one. He doesn't even like pizza. So that was the worst Halloween that I ever had. All right, guys, thank you so much. I'm Joe Chubb. Bye. I love you. Bye.
That's it. That's our episode. I love that the Ninja Turtle that he ended up being was Donatello, and that he was so pissed about it because I immediately felt like, yes, nobody likes you, Donatello. Nobody. Whose favorite Ninja Turtle is Donatello? Like, what has to be wrong with you for that one to be your favorite one? And now, of course, every time that I go to Target, for example, with my kids, and I see the Donatello costumes, I'm like, yep, nobody's buying that crap. Nobody's buying it. In fact, we went to a birthday party last weekend of a friend of my kids, and the Ninja Turtles showed up, and the only one missing was Donatello, and no one missed him. You can, of course, find the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, where you can also drop us a line and tell us how you feel about the show, what you like, what you don't like, what you would like to hear in future episodes. And of course, you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. On our next episode, we have Dan Telfer with his story, Zipline.
At the time, I said, porn for me, and I just shoved it in my pockets and just like filled my pockets with tiny torn up squares of hardcore pornography.
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.